Devolved government in Northern Ireland resumed today for the first time since the power-sharing assembly was suspended in October 2002. Democratic Unionist Party leader Ian Paisley and Sinn Féin deputy leader Martin McGuinness were elected unopposed to lead the new government. Will Taylor reports.
Protestant leader Ian Paisley spent decades refusing to cooperate with Northern Ireland's Catholic minority. But on Tuesday, he agreed to oversee a power-sharing administration alongside his longtime Sinn Féin foes. The unopposed election of Paisley and Irish Republican Army veteran Martin McGuinness to lead a new 12-member administration heralded an astonishing new era for Northern Ireland. Previous decades of bloodshed and political stalemate left 3,700 dead, but Paisley spoke of his hopes for a new future.
From the depths of my heart, I can say to you today that I believe Northern Ireland has come to a time of peace, a time when hate will no longer rule. How good it will be to be part of a wonderful healing in this province.
Paisley and McGuinness swore an oath which required all ministers to support the Northern Ireland police and British courts, a position that Sinn Féin refused for decades to accept. McGuinness spoke of his party's determination to make the process work.
We know that this will not be easy, and that the road we are embarking on will have many twists and turns. It is, however, a road which we have chosen and which is supported by the vast majority of our people.
Paisley's Democratic Unionists took 5 cabinet positions, Sinn Féin 4, while the moderate Protestants of the Ulster Unionists received 2, and the moderate Catholics of the Social Democratic and Labour Party just 1. Paisley and McGuinness were joined by the British and Irish Prime Ministers, Tony Blair and Bertie Ahern, whose close cooperation since 1997 has underpinned the entire peace process. I'm Will Taylor.
Staying with the story, and while there is hope that today's developments will bring a new era of peace and prosperity to Northern Ireland, Belfast-based policy analyst Robin Wilson says the challenge now will be coherent policies.
Neither of these two parties, because their interest over the years has solely been in prosecuting an essentially ethnic conflict against each other, neither of them has felt any obligation to develop any coherent economic policies for the region as a whole, and they're really reduced to begging for more from the British Exchequer. And the problem, of course, is that Gordon Brown, in wider UK terms, got very tight control of the purse strings, and he has been willing to show largesse to Northern Ireland in the past, but the impression one gets is that his patience is exhausted, and at some point the real challenge is going to be for these parties to hammer out some economically literate policies for how you run a modern European region.